Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite 1 por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.
This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1790. I'm your host, Jeff Hoffman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! Boy, it was quite a Friday, and I'm glad that that day is over, and I'm on to Saturday. And today's show is really a simple one. It's the notion of, why is it so hard to leave a job that you hate? Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And there's a lot more at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog, go exploring. Hey, look, you're going to be home, right? Use your time wisely. The economy is going to open up at some point soon. Better to be prepared for it, okay? And with that, let's get going. It was a story in a newspaper, and I'm going to read the question that was posed. And I'm going to answer from my own experience, not the one from the paper. Okay. I cannot be any clearer, they write. I absolutely hate my job. I hate everyone. I'm sorry. I hate everyone I work with. I dread getting up in the mornings knowing I have to go to my job. I'm 37, but remember back in my 20s that if I didn't like where I worked, I would just say, screw this and leave. I'm not sure what's happened to me. I've been in my current job for the past 5 years trying to get my kids through high school and off to college. I only have 3 years to go. We've been saving for their college ever since they were born, but it's getting to the point where I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it for another 3 years. Why is it so hard for me to leave? I've had numerous job offers for more money, but I always turn them down and stay where I'm at, then kick myself for doing so. My own experience. I used to work in the search business doing recruiting, and I worked for some lunatics. One in particular felt particularly abusive, yet I hung in there, and I did so despite verbal abuse and having phone calls listened into and being perpetually lied to about whether commissions were in. And I did so because I had responsibilities there, and I sucked it up for my family. And I made that choice and eventually got to the point where I left. I just didn't want to put up with it anymore. In other organizations I worked in when I was younger, it was no big whoop. Like, I was 20 years old when I got out of college. Yes, it was young. And started my business, my first business, when I was 21 and a half with a partner. He was a little older, but still, at 21 and a half, it was no big deal. And a few years later, I decided I didn't want to work with this guy anymore and took action almost immediately and started another business. And, what starts to happen is as you get older, you start to feel more responsibilities. Like, as a single guy, I really didn't care. I had bank. I was looking out for myself. If I made a mistake, mom and dad could always rescue me. As you get older, even if they're there to rescue you, you don't want to ask. You want to demonstrate. I wanted to demonstrate that I could do this on my own. So I sucked it up. And I suspect this person's doing that too. They are growing to tolerate things that they really shouldn't need to tolerate. Now, excuse me. The reality is, the biggest mistake here is that when given the opportunity to leave and receive job offers, you haven't done so. It's not that you should quit. No, you've got responsibilities. You've got bills to pay. You've got a college education that you want to contribute to funding. Great. virtuous, the right thing to do. It's a responsible thing to do to look out for your family. No arguments. And you've been to other organizations on interviews, apparently, and when made the offer, fear has gotten the best of you. I want to encourage you, do it again, but this time be prepared to make a move. Understand that putting up with stuff doesn't make you a hero. There's virtue in the desire to be of service, but if you sacrifice your life and wind up being miserable, it will leak out at home with your wife, husband, or partner. It'll leak out with your kids. It will damage the relationship because you're not going to feel good about yourself. So my encouragement is get out there again and go out on interviews and find something better. Understand that if there's a recession in the next couple of years, you will probably lose your job where you are now, and you might lose the next job too. That's the reality to it. So you have to have some savings in place for yourself in order to sustain your situation if things happen. But, big but here, there's no reason to put up with stuff that you don't like and people that you don't like and a situation that you don't like and you're living in dread. So that's from my experience. I haven't read what the conclusion is from the columnist. I'll just simply say my own opinion. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging in my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
You've worked so hard for all the things you have. The salary, the status, the success. And with that image, there's a drink. One to unwind, one to loosen up, one to take the edge off. But how do you know when a drink is more than just a drink? We get it. We can help. Karen's Grandview program has been helping accomplished people just like you regain their lives. Talk to us. Visit karen.org/grandview.